31 years, Joe Burrow brought the Bengals their first playoff win. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. We have Jimmy Burrow on the line with us right now, Joe Burrow's father. Jimmy, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Good to talk to you.
So what was that like watching your son and the Bengals bring the Cincinnati fan base just such great joy, snapping a generational playoff trend?
It was just unbelievable that we were so happy. We had a lot of family members there and friends, and of course all the Bengal fans. Long overdue. We weren't necessarily Bengal fans, so Joe got there. But I'm in Ohio. We have a lot of friends that have been longtime Bengal fans, so we knew the drought was 31 years, and it was great to kind of get rid of that curse, so to speak.
Jimmy, I say this tongue-in-cheek, but what do you think of your son's mustache and beard? You can hardly see it. He's so blonde.
Well, that's he's finally old enough, I guess, to have that, right? So I think he'd like to have a full beard, but it's probably not in the cards, knowing our genes. it's funny, though.
Well, Jimmy, when you look at Joe and how he understands the game, he said, this is a monumental win. But it's not the icing on the cake. It's just laying the foundation. I'm going to paraphrase here. It's just the cake going forward, and that there's a lot to go forward in what you have to play for.
Yeah, I mean, he thought his rookie year, he thought they should have been in the playoffs then. And then, of course, he got hurt. But the expectations for Joe is always to get in the playoffs and win a Super Bowl from the day he was drafted. So to him, it's not surprising. To the media and to fans, maybe it's happened faster, than everybody thought. But I think his teammates expected it to happen too. So they're not surprised. And I think I heard him say today in his press conference, that's the standard now for the Cincinnati Bengals, is to get in the playoffs and make a run every year.
Now, Jimmy, I know an old football coach like you are. Boy, and I was telling Christian this, Mike Dettelier, we were talking about this. I can tell you what, when you play in the Tennessee Titans, you better pack a lunch. Very similar to the 49ers and how they structure. Yeah. Derrick Henry coming back, and you got to be patient. If you're on the Bengals side of the ball offensively, because the one thing, the way the Titans are structured, the Bengals' next opponent, they want to win in the trenches.
Yeah, I know. We know Mike. We know Vrabel. He was at Ohio State. I think he left right before Joe got there. And Ohio State traditionally runs the ball too over the years, and they're a little more pass oriented now. But played a great defense, and then. I think he won Super Bowls with Belichick and the Patriots, so it's ingrained in what he does from the past. And anytime you have a beast like Henry, then you're going to ride that as much as you can and play great defense. And that's the formula that they live and die by, and it's been successful. So sometimes the best way to keep a great offense like the Bengals off the field is to have a great running game and run the time of possession in your favor, and I'm sure that's a big part of their plan.
Hold on. Bobby, turn your mic on.
Yeah. Hold on. Now, Jimmy, when I look at the Bengals and where they're at, and your son Joe Burrow, and when you think about what they're trying to do offensively, to me, that speaks volumes considering how, the whole advantage he's had with Chase. And to be able to do that, not only from college but the professional level, that's something that that's almost like a movie considering the success that they've had this year.
Well, anytime you add a Jamar Chase to your offense, it changes the whole dynamics, and he's already a superstar in the NFL, and we knew he would be. That's who Joe wanted the Bengals to draft, because he knew how dynamic and special Jamar was. But You know, they got T. Higgins from Clemson and Tyler Boyd and then Joe Mixon. And they got a lot of a great weapons for Joe to use. But Jamar's is still the key. I think last year, you know, they were on the bottom end of long passes or passes over 20, 30 yards. And I think now they're either number one or two. And a big part of that is Jamar. You know, when the two first team All-Pro receivers are Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase, then you know we had a pretty good thing going back at LSU, right?
Right.
Jimmy Joe.
Jimmy Burrow, the father of former LSU Tiger, national champion, and now Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Jimmy, go back to 2018 and then fast forward to here we are, 2022, and you just saw your son and the Bengals win their first playoff game in 31 years. You saw him lead LSU to a national championship. Could you have ever envisioned this going back to 2018 in your wildest dreams?
Well, and you know what's crazy, Jimmy? You got fans asking me. I've said, I mean, I don't know. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. But they're saying, like, Joe Burrow's the next Tom Brady. I mean, I said, slow your roll. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. But it's unbelievable how he's been able to handle the circumstance.
Well, he'd be the first to tell you that, you know, slow down on that talk. Tom Brady is, right, is the greatest of all time. But, you know, the LSU 2018, you think, well, they were great that whole year. Well, they weren't. They had ended up with a Fiesta Bowl win, but there were some down times during that 2018. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have a lot of those guys coming back and great defense, and you win a national championship. And there's some similarities. We struggled last year with the Bengals. Joe got hurt. It was a process, and now they're, you know, they're in the playoffs. So the turnaround from both years, Joe's year this year and last year, and then the LSU 2018 and 2019. I mean, there's similarities, but the good thing is there's a lot of character guys on the Bengals. There were a lot of character guys on the LSU, and certainly a lot of great athletes and on both of those teams. And if you have that, and then Coach O did a great job, Zach Taylor's doing a great job, and so you know, all of a sudden you're in the hunt. You got a chance. You're really, it's what's hard to believe. There's only two games away from the Super Bowl, and that's still kind of hard to wrap my head around that.
Jimmy, how did Joe react to Coach O being let go?
Well, just Joe and our whole family. We were disappointed. I mean, we didn't know the ins and outs of what was going on, and so we only know, you know, what Coach O did for Joe and did for our family and did for LSU, and that was to win a national championship. And he'll always be special to our family. Joe will always, you know, say that he loves Coach O, and what Coach O did to take a chance on him is huge for where he is today. So we were disappointed. You know, we're always going to support LSU because that's a big, big part of our family, and it will be forever and ever.
Now, you know, Jimmy, when you look at, isn't it ironic? I don't know. They all fighting Tigers, LSU, Bengal Tigers, now Cincinnati Bengals. That Joe ends up back in Ohio. To me, that's unbelievable good karma. When you think about it, Ohio, but the same mascot going on and on. Yeah. I mean, isn't that like crazy when you think about it?
Well, we like the Cat family. I coached 14 years for the Bobcats too.
Okay.
So
like the Cats.
We have, it is ironic. And some of the people at the tailgates here at Cincinnati have these big stuffed animals, the Bengals. And so, we wanted one. Robin, my wife, wanted one. So Joe's girlfriend bought us one. And all of a sudden, she put it on the internet because she wanted to name it. And then we just got flooded with people all over the country saying, well, that's a no-brainer. It's got to be Mike. So we have Mike the Bengal now. We could disguise him as Mike the Tiger also, but it's kind of funny that it ended up that way. But we do like the cat fan.
Jimmy, I can tell you, since the Saints were eliminated, there's a lot of Saints and LSU fans that are Bengals and Joe Burrow fans for the remainder of the postseason.
They are big-time Bengals fans because, you know what, it ain't the Jets or the Giants or Chicago, a major market or whatever. Listen, they are Bengals fans right now. The Who Dat Nation, and we love Joe Burrow because Saints fans are Tiger fans, LSU Saints, vice versa. So they all cheering for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, you know, Joe, before everyone went to LSU growing up, his favorite team was New Orleans because of Reggie Bush and then eventually Drew Brees. So that's our ironic. Their big chant is Who Dat, the Bengals' big chant is Who Day. So there's a lot of similarities, but can't wait. My understanding is that the Bengals play in the Superdome next year. So can you imagine that crowd if they're able to see Joe and the Bengals play the same?
Well, I can tell you what, Jimmy, they will not introduce the Bengals offense because the Bengals offense, especially Joe Burrow, would get as much acknowledgement and a loud cheer as the whole Saints team. I'm not hating. Well, I'm just keeping it real.
I'm hoping for a big win in the last couple of snaps. They take Joe out just to see what the crowd would do. That would be amazing.
Well, I think, Jimmy, they're going to introduce the Saints offense and the Bengals defense. They will not introduce the offense. That's just going to happen.
We're looking so forward to that and to revisit the Superdome and just the response is going to be overwhelming to really Joe and our whole family. They're going to be Saints fans, but we know they're always rooting for Joe to do well and Ja'Marr. And it's a special relationship with Joe and Louisiana and our family also. So we're looking forward to that.
Now, Jimmy, this is intriguing to me because like yourself, the father of Joe Burrow, or Tom Brady's daddy. Did you do anything special to make Joe being the Joe that he is? Or I would think like Tom Brady's daddy, to make Tom that he is. Is it almost that it has to come from within? Now, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you understand what I'm saying? Okay, you were a coach. You coach a number of players. So how do you explain that?
We get asked that a lot. I mean, I think maybe just being a Joe growing up, watching me as a football coach and being around it, just knowing how hard it is and how much hard work you have to put into it. And, my guidance as he started playing tackle football in third grade was just to never give up do the best you can and be competitive. And he's always been so competitive, maybe to a fault sometimes over the years.
Right.
But I think that just growing up in a football family and knowing that, you better bring it every practice and every game. And you see that now, the leadership things that you see, I don't know. I mean, I think he always understood the importance of a quarterback being the leader of the team. And once again, I think he just watched enough football from my teams and watching TV to know that a quarterback has to be a great leader. And he's always embraced that. And there's some innate qualities there, I'm sure. But he understands a lot about football and a lot about the intricacies or the ins and outs of it, not just on the field, but in the locker room and off the field too.
I'm assuming that he no longer lives in your basement anymore.
No, we got him out of there, So to his delight, we liked him being around, since he went off to college and went to LSU, we really hadn't had him around that much. So it was it was awesome. And the draft, in our living room, and people wanting to know if Joe was going to buy us new curtains because they seemed to think they were outdated. We did get new curtains. Joe didn't buy them for us. We did that ourselves. But that was a great time, and it was fun watching him, or at least listening upstairs, because the Bengals started installing the offense while he was in the basement, and you could hear him, talking to the coaches and actually working on snap counts and things like that. And it was cool to have him around that long.
You know, Jimmy, it's always right place, right time. What I like about Joe Burrow, because he keeps it in perspective, when you win something that is special, a national championship, a division championship, now ultimately you want to be a Super Bowl champ, that you know when to light a stogie. You know when to light a good cigar. And people might say, like, what are you doing? That's not a good example. What are you talking about? If you're lighting a good cigar, that's talking about championships.
Jimmy, both of us are Bobby and I are both, we both enjoy our cigars.
No, we like our cigars, but maybe I smoke too many. Even though I don't win a championship, I'm smoking it. But the bottom line is,
because I really don't think Joe smokes too many cigars, but there are special occasions that you need to do that. It's kind of ironic. Again, my dad, who was a basketball coach and eventually a principal and assistant superintendent, he was known for smoking cigars back in high school.
Amen.
I mean, I've seen articles that have pictures of him smoking a cigar. And back then you could, walk up and down the halls of the school, or
right,
maybe even on the bench. So that's kind of funny, but, he seems to find that cigar. We have a cup full of them. People still send us some, so maybe we'll have to share those one of these days.
Well, it's kind of like old school Red Auerbach and the Celtics and all.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong if you truly if you truly a champion. How can you not enjoy a good cigar? I think Joe does an outstanding job with that.
Well, if you do that, I've always thought it was interesting too. Of course, I watched you play, and Coach O always said that Joe reminded him of you. So I always thought that was a great compliment to Joe, because I know how good a player you were and how tough you were. And Joe shows a lot of that toughness that I remember watching you show that toughness too.
Well, Jimmy, I appreciate that compliment. I just wish I had Joe Burrow's skill level. I am being honest. No, I think it was as tough as Joe, but I didn't have necessarily the level of the intangible, the skill set of Joe, but I appreciate that. I'm going to tell you what. I text Joe, and I congratulate him all what he accomplished, and he said, you know what makes me want to cry right now? It really appreciates coming from you. Boy, you know what? That speaks volumes. What? I hope the Bengals win the damn Super Bowl. Hell yeah.
Well, I'm even more impressed that he responded, because I try to respond. I try to text him during the course of the week, and I get crickets most of the time. So he's so focused during the week, it's still crazy and actually scary, because we can call and leave a message. Hey, call mom and dad or text him. And again, we may not hear anything till after the game. It's kind of a funny deal.
Jimmy Burrow, the father of Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, also former LSU Tiger national champion quarterback as well. Jimmy, thanks so much for the visit. And again, we're pulling for Joe and the Bengals. We hope they make a run.
And no, thanks a lot, Jimmy. And I can tell you this, and I've said this under Coach O, because I talked to Coach O. When you think about the season they had, the magical season, it's in the conversation. I think it's the greatest season ever, but it's in the conversation.
Yeah.
To beat
is.
Seven top 10 teams to win a national championship, it's the greatest season ever. Come on. How can you not acknowledge that? Come on, Jimmy.
No, you have to. And you know, what will they say, well, what do you think about Coach O and not coaching here and there and whatever? And I just said, I know one thing, Coach O is always going to be remembered as the head coach of the greatest college football team that ever has been.
Amen.
So that's a pretty good legacy to leave, whether he coaches again or not. But phenomenal. Just look at the NFL and I mean, to put Justin and Jar and Clyde and Joe and Thaddeus and all those guys on defense on the same team. I mean, it really wasn't fair, and most of those games played out that way too.
Jimmy, once again, thank you for the time, and go Bengals.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Go Bengals, and I'm still with Go Tigers also. So thanks, guys, for having me on.
You bet. We'll step away and come back for Carl in Hammond, and you too at 504-260-1870.
All we do is win.
This is Sports Talk on WWL.